Zeichen Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pinchas Zeichen Nishmas Daniel Shena Pas Yeshua Falak. Good morning, everybody. You can hear me? Okay. So yesterday we began the discussion of the drasha and the Gemara in Masechta Yuma regarding Bisham Ruvnei Yisrael as Shabbos. So the Gemara darshins that that's a source that you can be Michal Shabbos to save someone's life, because the Gemara darshins Chalel Alav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbos Es Harbe. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh makes a comment. He's really making it like someone pointed out yesterday on the word lasos, that if your person is not lasos, he's not an individual who's going to be able to get up and do Shabbos in the future, then we're not Mechal Shabbos for him. So the question that was raised is that if that be the case, so then it comes out that a person just as Chai Shah, he's just going to live for a little bit, say he's only going to he can live for two more days. So are we going to be Mechal Shabbos? So the Pasha says, the Gemara says, that if you have a person who's underneath the rubbish, the avonim, and you don't know if he is alive or dead, so you could take away the avonim to unearth the person to see what will save his life. So the Gemara says, isn't that pashut? The Gemara says, lo tzricha elo l'chai shah, that even though it's only going to be chai shah, that most probably he's not going to be able to live too much longer, but at least he can live a day longer, an hour longer, a little bit longer, with Mechal Shabbos. So the Michas Chinuch said somebody once asked him, what's on this Or HaChaim HaKadosh? The Gemara says explicitly that even for Chai Shah you can be Mechal Shabbos. So he discussed in the Michas Chinuch, maybe that's only for a din de Rabbanon by Chai Shah. Maybe then maybe not to be Mechal Shabbos on a deraisa. But he doesn't like that. So we saw different answers so far. We saw the Astrosar said the same shot I told you I heard many years ago in the tell from the Rav of the Tell's Minion in Borough Park, that maybe if he's going to live for another Shabbos, so then it's Hutra. But if it's only Chai Shah and it's not for another Shabbos, it's the Chuya. That was one thing. Then we saw in the teretz that we saw was in the Oy of Yisrael of the After, where the Oy of Yisrael says that the case could be that this is at the very end of Shabbos, so it's going to take. So therefore, we're going to be Mechal Shabbos now, so he could be able to live an extra 10 minutes, say, after Shabbos. But there he's not, the Chai Shah is not happening on Shabbos. Maybe the Gemara that says the Chai Shah is when the Chai Shah is on Shabbos. If the middle of Shabbos he's saving someone's life, so now he's living extra time on Shabbos. So that's Shabbos is Harbe. But if the Chai Shah is going to be after Shabbos, then maybe not. That was the Or of Yisrael's idea. Okay, we were in the middle of in the Sefer, the Milchas Alazar, on page 12. So he quotes the Michas Alazar on page 12, says, "Asher Ani Kvot Rosar Amal Dasa Or HaChaim HaKadosh." Again, they're all talking about this famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that it has to be Kidei Sheyishmor Shabbos Es Harbe. perish by Adam Sheyesh no begeder amod lasos. Aval mi shavadai lo yakum v'lo yagia l'shabbos u'l'shomro. Agam shirifuos elu yilu l'shaos o l'yomim lo yichal alav shabbos. So he says, al zet tzovach ha-magia b'chumashim. In other words, the Arachayim is obviously in the Chumash, and he said that the people who wrote the notes on the Chumash, underneath the Arachayim HaKadosh, in the old Chumashim, said that, what's he talking about? How could this be? It's against the Gemara. Shezok v'ahadin b'shulchan aruch agam l'chai shom b'chalin. So he says like this. So he says, "Hinei divrei arachayim hakadosh nirei laniyas daiti sheperish lufi divrei Rav Shimon ben Manasya v'shomer beisoch shabbos amra Torah halel of shabbos achas kedei sheishmor shabbosus harbe uperish Rashi shabbos gemar gamkin bekavodazu v'shomer beisoch shabbos kedei laso shabbosus acheres his haru b'shabbosu b'kiyum shabbosus acheres." In other words, as we said, the Gemara has various opinions of what's the source that you can be Mechal Shabbos to save somebody. The Chai Bohem was one. The Gemara says from Bris Mila we can learn that, because we're Mechal Shabbos for Bris Mila, and Bris Mila is an only Aver Echad, and we're Mechal Shabbos one Aver, so Kal V'chomer for the whole body. But Rav Shimon ben Manasseh is the one who says from the Drasha of Rishon Ravnei Yisrael on Shabbos. And then the Milchas Alarza is very sensitive that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh didn't really quote the way it's the Drasha and the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Kedei Sheishmor Sosham. Is it you pointed that out? Yeah. He says, based on Lasos. So he explains that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is translating that like this. Umada Amina Kedei Sheishmor Shabbosim Harbe Nira Lod Lav Dafka. In other words, it doesn't mean he needs a lot of Shabbosim. He needs just one. Kami Yuchol Lichios Rak Od Shabbos Achas. Yichalu Olo of Shabbos Halas Midrasha Dekra Kedei Lasos Es HaShabbos Acher Fim Lo Yuchal Lichios Ad Od Shabbos Lo Mechalin. So the question is, so what's Pshat? It's against the Halacha, because the Gemara says that even for Chai Shah V'lo Kasha Al Arachai Makadosh Diyo Yesh Lo Mer Kosov HaPerish Lefi Shitas Or Shimon Ben Manasya. That was his Enoch Nami. In other words, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is not saying that everyone's going to agree with this. He's saying within the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, who learns it out from that drasha. But there are other shitas in the Gemara that learn out from different drashas. And he's not claiming that they would agree with that. L'didei Shapir Hukein, Ach Lefize, Mad Amrina Gemara Sham Amrav L'kulu Islu Pircha L'bar Midishmua D'leis L'pircha V'chashar Sham Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva Kula Ashkechad Vaday Safik Menolam V'kashar Lama Kalina B'gemara Gam Hachter Rabbi Shimon B'Manasseh B'kula B'hachshos Thor Menolu Havalei L'mifrach Rabbi Shimon B'Manasseh L'fi Roshah So Nimtza De'ein B'chalin Achal Chai Shah V'zeo P'shita Li L'agemara L'el B'li Cholek N'chalim Gam Achai Shah V'zeo. He says, in other words, you want to say it that that's Rav Shimon ben Manasseh, but then the Gemara says, you know, if you look later in the Gemara, let's see, we find the Gemara here. Yeah, take a look on page 4. In other words, the Gemara has all these drushes here. Rabbi Loza says, Mamila, Rabbi Yossi ben Yehuda says, and then Rav Shimon ben Manasseh says, and then the Gemara says, and then the Gemara says, "Amar Rava l'kulu islahu pircha." There's all these drushes you can ask a question on. Bar me the Shmuel, except for Shmuel. Shmuel was the one who says v'chai b'hem. He says that's the best one, because everyone else you can ask a kasha on. What's the kasha? So he gives you various different kashas for each one. Yeah. Rabbi Shmuel Dilmah b'Kedarava. Number Rava my time in the Mach, right from Machteris, he says that maybe you can ask a kasha that. He said various different kashas, and then he says, after that, he says, Ashkechon Vadai Sofik Menolan. Rashi says, Ashkechon Mechocha Da Vadai Bikuach Nefesh Mechalin. Aval Sofik, how do you know Sofik Bikuach Nefesh? From all these drushes. V'chein mechalel av Shabbos. Yishmur vaday Shabbos is harbe. Right? Maybe it's only a vaday. Yishmuel, there's no pircha. Asher yaseh adam ha'amitzah sheyichye behem. Vaday v'lo sheyavu basiyasu v'day sofik misa. Alma mechalin ala sofik. So the Mukash is asking, so if that's the case, then when the Gemara says there's a kasha on everyone except for Shmuel, they should have asked him if Shimon ben Yonasya, that according to him, in other words, the kasha that they should have asked on Rav Shimon ben Yonasya is that according to you, how do you know Chayisha? In other words, and the Gemara didn't ask the other kasha on him, but not from Chai Shah. Zeb Shitale la Gemara le el Belichol of the Mechalim Gam al Chai Shah. Zeb Docha Ktsas Lomer the Lochashu la Hakshos on Shimon ben Yasi b'zeh came in the Kolo Mele ben Kulam. He says it's not, he should have asked that as a question on Rav Shimon ben Yasi when the Gemara was asking a question on everybody. And then he says, "Om Namo Arochaim Shapirish Bediuk Sheyovo LeShabbos Umashma Avalol LeChai Shah." The Nebo of Shimon ben Yasek Gamki Sfira LeKehilchas LeGam LeChai Shah Masha Omar Shabbosus Harbi Haynu Mitzvah Sheosa Gam LeChai Shah Kepirish Hakapos Tamar V'Kein Divrei Arochaim LeMan Tarmi. Whereas he says, "But maybe Rav Shimon ben Menasya also doesn't mean literally." Shabbos is harbe. It just means mitzvah is harbe. Whereas maybe you don't have to translate Kadesha Yishmor Shabbos is harbe to mean. Whereas it can mean to that he can make brachas. He'll live 10 more minutes. He'll be able to eat food. He'll make a bracha. He'll do all, you know, but not necessarily Shabbos is harbe. But if that be the case, then what's the source for the Rorachayim HaKodesh? So it's not so simple, but that's what he wanted to suggest, that he's only saying that within that opinion of Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Now the Rorachayim HaKadosh is not writing a commentary as a Shulchan Aruch. He's just giving you different ha'aras on the Psukim. And based on different opinions in the Gemara, doesn't mean that that's how he paskins. And then at the very end on page 14, he says, well, take a look now on page 13 on the bottom, on the left bottom. Atah mechadish aronim sefer ol moed, maybe b'shem rav echad, shetal mechachar echad omar b'fnei k'on ha'kodesh b'mezbez, al oiv Yisrael hanal, v'omar ki ha'peir shal daz harachayim ben ches shalu kolo lo chadoshev. It could be talking about a ben ches, In other words, the mother gave birth to him only an 8-month pregnancy, so that's not considered a viable pregnancy. So therefore, he's not gonna get up and keep Shabbos. So maybe that person, you're not Michal Shabbos or Chai Shah. But even that is not so simple. So, and then the Or of Yisrael's answer, he's not so sure. So the kids are, well, the simple thing of what he's saying is that could be only that one a day in the Gemara, and he's not saying it lahalacha. And in the next sefer, in the Pri Hasadeh, he quotes the Minchas Elazar, and then he quotes the Or Chaim HaKadosh. And he says the Minchas Chin is Kasha. So then he writes here, and then we're going to see it in the next part, Vasher. Paragraph begins Vasher. Ani echze bekavanas divrei orachayim hoyakach. Tine havadai pshita lekuli alma, be'en shum sofik dal mumer lahachis, ein mechal in Shabbos. In other words, what's the din of a mumer lahachis? Right, the Gemara speaks about two types of people, a mumer l'teyovan and a mumer l'hachis. And the way Rav Shecht always explains the pshat is that mumer l'teyovan means he keeps kosher. We're on page 16, Rabosai. To review for the people that just came on, we're talking about the drasha in the Gemara of Vishamru v'nei Yisrael asa Shabbos, that a person could mechal Shabbos to save someone's life, because the Gemara says chalela Shabbos chachas kedei sheishmor Shabbosos harbei. So the Or Chaim HaKadosh says, but what if he's not going to live till the next Shabbos? So then, if he's not going to live till the next Shabbos, you don't have to save his life, because it's not kedei sheishmor Shabbosos harbei. So if you're only going to save him that he could live a day more, or something like that, but he's not going to live till the next Shabbos, you know, mechal Shabbos for him. So the Minchas Chinuch said, but it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says you mechal Shabbos even for Chai Shah. Even for Chai Shah you mechal Shabbos. So we had various answers. So now we're in the Sefer Pri Hasadah on page 16. Oh, so we said like this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin speaks about two types of people. A person that's ochel nevelos l'teyovon, and a person who ochel nevelos l'hachis. So Rav Shecht always likes to explain that l'teyovon means that basically he keeps kosher. He keeps kosher. In other words, as Rav Shecht said, kashrus is a principle in his life. Kashrus is important. But if he's going to go to the store and he's going to see that the kosher meat is for $50 and the treif meat is for $20, then he'll buy the treif. Then he'll buy the treif meat. In other words, if everything's the same, in other words, he'll for sure take the kosher meat. But if the teyavim means that he's, like Rav Shecht explains, it means he's going to compromise his principles for money. Lahachis, as Rav Shecht points out, lahachis means he doesn't care. Meaning that even though he'll see $20 for the kosher meat, $20 for the treif meat, he'll pick either one. Wherever he sees first. So that's why Rav Shecht pointed out in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lagabe, the Psule Edus. So who's the worst? Who's considered more of a psula edus? So Rav Shechta said, you see from that Gemara that that Latayovan is the, because Latayovan, he has kashrus is a principle, but he'll compromise the principle for money. So therefore we can't trust him for Eidus, because that means that he'll compromise his principles for, but Lahachis means he doesn't, it's not a principle. So therefore when it comes to Mamonis, that might not be, that's more kal, because he doesn't have this as a principle. So Gabi Psule Eidus is more, so he says like this, if you have a Mumra Lahachis, so the Gemara says that Moridim v'lomalim. Obviously, we don't do this Mizman Hazeh, you know, but theoretically, a Mumra Lahachis, a person could throw him in the pit, Mizman the Gemara, and doesn't have to help him out. So obviously, he could throw him in the pit. So that means that he's not going to, we don't Mechal Shabbos. Again, I'm not talking Mizman Hazeh, what do we say, Tinik Shanishba, we'll have to see that in the future, but a person's Mechal Shabbos, Mumra Lahachis, is Ein Mechal Limotza Shabbos. Came the Moridim v'lomalim, K'mo Shekosov v'pri Megodim. For who Amar Dafil Mumra L'Teyovim before Hesi Ein Mechal Limotza Shabbos. But you are Mechal Shabbos for a Mumra L'Teyovim unless he does he Averis before Hesi. If he does it before Hesi, then also he's considered like, you know, Moridim, and you're not Mechal Shabbos for him. Again, today there might be other svaras to say that you know, Chasam Sofer has a famous tshuva that when Mechal Shabbos even for Goyim, Bishum Eva, because if we're not going to be Mechal Shabbos for a Goy, that's going to cause animosity in the community. That the look, these Jews, they don't care, you know, so that's Bishum Eva, so that's the famous tshuva the Chasam Sofer that is brought down, that Mechal Shabbos for a Goy Bishum Eva. So he says, "Vinei vade misvar gam ken yesh chiluk be mumra l'teyovin uvei lahachis. L'teyovin yesh lomer dal yidei chol yo nishbar libo bekirbo v'yoshuv midarko hara v'yishmor achachar Shabbos." Because l'teyovin, since Shabbos is a principle in his book, or kashrus is a principle, so we have more of a hope that one day he'll keep Shabbos or kashrus. Amnam be mumra l'hachis, it's less of a chance. You know, again, anyone can do tshuva. He says, "Vade edu begin the zeshe yoshev oda filo de yisurim rishol edu nemar rishayim afilo al pechso shol gehedim in chosim." On kolpanim a mumer lahachis, vade ein mechal in Shabbos. So mumer lahachis yinam mechal Shabbos. Yinam bechol cholish nitzrape, kena damrina, sechaz nadarim, Aleph, Eina Chola, Omen, Becholia, Achamochum, Lok, Avorosov. Right? In other words, Chola that gets better, he has Mechilas Avonis, M.K. Moelo, Refuah, Sheyiska, Chakach, Lechai, Hanitzki, M.K. Hayudavka, Misha Mami, Metaurus Hashem. Hagam Shemachmas, His Gabbers, Hayetzer Chota, Alkoponim, Alide Yisurim, Shahayulo, Ratzalom, Nichna, Yitzro, Bekirbo, Vizka, Lechai, Olam, Gam K. In other words, a Mumra Lahachis, it could be that if he has Yisurim, Latayovan, it could be he has Yisurim. So, because he's almost there. He believes in Shabbos, he believes in Kashas. It's just when things are difficult, when it's a money thing, then the principles go by the wayside. But he does have some basic belief, so we hope that if he has Yisurim, that'll make him keep Shabbos or Kashas. Olo, Misha Mumra Lahachis, Gam Achar, Asheyamor Mecholio, Lo Yosem Alibu Lazov Orchos Rishol. Page 17. Veloho Ilo Lo Rufuoso. Rach Lechai Shah Yochol Ol Ktas Lamalos Tavos Navsho. So he says, he says, he doesn't care, he's not going to do anything. So he says like this. He says, Bavad, B'divrei Ohr Chaim yesh l'dayek od mashu kosu. Mishem vaday lo yokum lo yagi l'shabbos l'shomro. L'chor tevis l'shomro miyutar. Im lo yichi ad Shabbos sabah eich yukha l'shmor. So what does it mean? He's not going to get to the next Shabbos to be shomer. Of course, if he's not going to get up, he's not going to.
El kavodas or chaim hukach. Shul omer tor lechal Shabbos avur echad miYisrael. Rak ba'adam sheyishnu begeder emu amo lasos kolomah sheim afilu ad ata chilo Shabbos. In other words, we want to be Meshomer Shabbos, even if he wasn't from till now, that there's a good possibility if we save his life, now we'll start keeping Shabbos. Because it could be that till now he had a Yetzihara for money. He became a Vada Yishlomer Shal Yidhi Yisurim Shayulov Nepach Libo Latova. So it's an investment, meaning. Let's Michal Shabbos, so he'll be able to, and hopefully by now, since he wasn't the Mumer Lahachis, who had no principles of no, he wasn't Goyris Kashrus, he wasn't Goyris Shabbos, nothing. So then we're not so sure that even if we save his life, he's going to start. But this person was already the Mumer LaTeyavon means that. If there's a kosher piece of meat, and a treif piece of meat, he'll definitely go for the kosher piece. If they're the same price, no suffix, like Rav Shechner pointed out, he's going to go for the kosher piece of meat. It's just that if the other, it's too high, so then there'll be pressures, so maybe those pressures will be knocked out if we have Michal Shabbos for him. We don't think, so he thinks that's what the Archaim HaKadosh is saying. So he says, "Im kein yeshlomu degamer of Shimon ben Menasya the sfir lechalel al Shabbos achas kein shemush mas arbe hagam shen sheye adam kazeh sheyesh tikva sheyeshmo od Shabbos im yishar b'chaim mashein kein b'mur lahachis eim chalim im kein Shabbos libe dehul chazeh devei arachaim asher ruach hakodesh ofiyah beis midrasho b'kor mayim chaim." So he says that. So what is he saying? He's saying like this. There was a father, if he's only going to live for 10 minutes, so we're Michal Shabbos for him. And because he keeps, I mean, look, but if he's a person, I mean, it's not something, you know, it's not so politically correct to say over what, you know, today what he's saying, but he's saying basically, again, today we maybe have other svaras that people are atinok shenishmas, maybe they are, maybe not, the famous Chazanish, that I think Marida Velomalim, right, Rav Harari, is only when the Ruach HaKodesh in the world was evident. So then, and he still doesn't keep, so we don't have necessarily Marida Velomalim as Manazah, right? So, but if it's Taka, person, But basically he's saying is that even if he just lives 2-10 more minutes, he's still Michal Shabbos, even for the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is talking about a person that wasn't from till now, but he had principles, and hopefully now that he went through whatever he went through, he'll get up and he'll keep Shabbos. So we're Michal Shabbos with that hope. But we don't give that to a Mumer Lahachis. Because Mumer LaTeyavon, basically, he keeps Shabbos, he keeps kosher. But if it'll be a question of losing money as a result, then he, all of a sudden, maybe not. But he basically, Shabbos is on his radar. But the Mumer Lahachis, kosher Shabbos is not on their radar, Bechlal. So then he says that
if it's a question of saving his life, then the Priya Sada says not to. Again, I'm not saying the halacha, I'm not saying, but we're going to see the earlier poskim spoke about this topic. You know, the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Beis Meir, we'll see in the future packet about this. You know, the Mishnah Brura. But he's saying that Aruch Chaim HaKadosh doesn't mean that he has to be able to come live to another. Everyone says over there, Aruch Chaim HaKadosh means you have to live till the next Shabbos. And if you don't live till next Shabbos, we're not Michal Shabbos for the Shabbos. So he says he doesn't mean that. He said, because Shabbos is Lav Dafka. As long as he potentially will get up and do some mitzvah, even though he won't make it till the next Shabbos, so that's good enough to Michal Shabbos. But so he says, but what's a person that's not from? And so doesn't keep Shabbos, doesn't keep Kashrus. So he says, if it's a mover l'teyavon, so then we can be Michal Shabbos for him, because we hope that now with all what he went through, and he was underneath the Gal Shel Alvanim, so then he'll do tshuva. So we Michal Shabbos. But the Mumel Hachis, you never know. Mumel Hachis can also do tshuva, but he doesn't think that he's a person that will get up la soso. That's a whole new pshat. And the Shabbos is not the angle. It's whether he's going to keep Torah mitzvahs. So that's the Priya Sod. The Priya Sod is a classic sefer. Eliezer Deutsch, she's a Hungarian Rav. You want to look him up for a second? Ungara, he's a Hungarian Rav. Who is he a Talmud of? Somewhere in the Chasam Sofer line, right? You want to look it up for me? The Pri Hasada? It's a classic sefer. You see, in the Litvish world, they never heard of the Hungarians farm. I was once at a bris together with Rabbi Marmerstein. So we were waiting for the bris to start. He was bemoaning the fact that the Litvish boys, they never heard of the Gedolim of Hungary. They never, you know, it's not on the radar. I've told you this before. So the Pri Hasad is it's a classic sefer, but the Hungarian from the Hungarian world. You found it? Anyone find it? Yeah. Is he?
On his Wikipedia page, it says that he learned the yeshiva with
Rabbi
Yehuda
Asad. What?
It says that he learned the yeshiva with someone with Rabbi Yehuda
Asad. He learned by Rabbi Yehuda Asad? Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Asad was one of the greatest Hungarian Rabbanim. So he was in his yeshiva. Okay. So that's another pshat in this Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. And then the Arugas Habosem. Closing off here, the Arugas Habosem. Let's take a look. The Arugas Habosem al Torah on page the Ashar Blot on page 18. Now going on to page 19. So he also discusses this. He says, "Vzei yesh diyashiv." Look at the bottom on page 19, bottom right. "Vzei yesh diyashiv ma demakshim ol arachayim parshas kisisa b'pasuk v'shamur neisel la'sach shabbos la'asos la'sach shabbos." Right, that's how everyone says it over. Right, the Prisada doesn't say that. The Prisada means you are Mechal Chai Shah. It just means a person that won't keep Shabbos or any mitzvahs, and there's no hope that he will. There was basically the Prisada says on a Mumer L'Hachis, I don't want to use the word Yeish, but we don't have enough confidence that we can be Michal Shabbos. But a Mumer L'Teyavon, we have enough confidence that we can be Michal Shabbos, that when
now that he went through so much, and now we'll save him, he'll start keeping Shabbos. But Darugas Abosim learns the simple way, that it's talking about Chai Shah, because Kidei Sheyishmor Shabbos is Harbe, and if he's not able to keep another Shabbos, then we're not Machal Shabbos. L'choru Tamua, the Haneged Kol HaPoskim, and Allah Shishabin Afkamina, Yitzonu L'Achmir L'Atzmo. In other words, what is he talking about? He says like this. Right, we know that certain halachas that you have to give up, right, yarag v'lo yavor, right? Normally, if someone tells you, I'm going to kill you, you eat treif, so you eat treif. But not the gimel averis. Avodah zarah, shvi'ah, chasdam, avodah gilah rayas, you don't give your life. So he says, so back on page 19 on the right side, the three quarters of a line down, it says, v'yindam locha. In other words, say by treif. So it says, eat treif, we will kill you. So normally the halacha is you eat the treif. But what if a person wants to give up his life? He wants to be mo machmir. He says, I won't eat the treif. Kill me, and I won't eat the treif. So are you allowed to say do that or not? So. So he says like this. So if you hold like the opinions that say that you can give up your life, you can't talk and die to Hamina. But the people have never shnami. Rosh Hashanah Hachmir Latzvo Shalom Yichalu Shabbos Al Refuaso. The Kula Mechad Nafki. Chechad Dilin Yavu Oyagam Hamina Kain. What did Nami Bezeh? Mishmachi It's the Kula Hayd. So what does that mean? So let's see what he says in the next paragraph. So he says like this. He says, at the top line on page 19, on the left side, top line. How could you say Yinam Mechal Shabbos V'Chai Shah? Ulana Al Shisaper. The Nafkemina Yivetzonu L'Hachmir Al Atzmo. The Zelo Nilmar Ela Mimasha Amra Torah Chalel Shabbos Achad Kidei Sheyishmor Shabbos Es Harbei. The Zelo Nafkemin Chai V'Hem Mele Roshu L'Hachmir Al Atzmo Dumi Domer Kaviyar Bal Yar. In other words, if you hold like the Shitas that you could give your life not to eat treif, right? In other words, to give your life even for the things that you're not mechuyif to give your life. So then, according to that opinion, you should be able to not mechal Shabbos to save a life. Was there or your life? Was there any sakmat had the mashma b'medrash shanal ditzvich leinami lemech b'vilo chorm. He's saying like this. Maybe on. In other words, if a person says, "Be mechal Shabbos or I'll kill you." So the halacha is you can be mechal Shabbos, right? But there's a shita that holds that you can be machmir and say that I'm not going to be mechal Shabbos, that I'll get killed. So he says, but maybe that's only if it's a question of Chai Shah. In other words, maybe you could give up Chai Shah to be Machmir. Not to. There's a question of.
The guy's dying anyway. So it's a question of Chai Shah. Could you give up? So normally, even for Chai Shah, we say that it's more important than Shabbos. But maybe there, if you want to be Machmir on Chai Shah, not to Mechal Shabbos, maybe there you could. Wait, I can't hear. One second. Esty? No, I'm not hearing. I'm not hearing. Maybe I'll get someone to try to help turn up the volume. What?
Rabbi, are you able to hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. It could be the audio's not working, but what Dr. Lee was trying
to do. One second. Esty?
No.
Can you help the audio's not? I can't hear the other people speaking. Can you need to help me?
This might work.
What? Hello?
Yo,
okay, let me hear. Rabbi Levy. Now I can hear you. Oh, now I hear you good.
Okay, so what I was saying is it's one thing to be machmir on yourself and to say I'll give up my life for tough.
Right.
But how can you be machmir on somebody else's life and say I'll
Right. So let's see if he's... That's why I was thinking the same question that you were thinking. It could be maybe he's only saying it about a person's own life.
Okay.
Right, you know,
so it would be no gaya for the union of somebody else's chai shah.
Right, but it could be no gaya to his own chai shah. Right. So let's see. So he says like this, if you're learning from Mila, from the Kavachomer from Mila, so then Mila is like Chai Shah, because Mila, you know, is only Nogea for one day. Mechal Shabbos for Mila, Ein Lo Tzorach Yom Echad, because he can wait till tomorrow, and he can be able to. Still, the Torah says, you Mechal Shabbos, even it's a question of being able to do it tomorrow. For Gamein Rosh Hashanah, but the halacha is that you're not allowed to wait till tomorrow. So Mila is similar, he's saying, to like a Chai Shah situation. Because Mila is a question of doing Mila today or doing Mila tomorrow. So I can do it tomorrow and I won't have to be Mechal Shabbos. But we say, no, you're not allowed to do that. So Mila, if you learn from Mila, that perhaps from the din of Mila, you see that you can't give it up, can't give up your life. Even if it's a question of Chai Shah, because just like Mila, you could have not been Mechal Shabbos to do the Mila, and that would have been fun. And you know, but yet the halacha is that you can't say, well, I'll just do the Mila next day. So that means the same thing. You can't say I won't be Mechal Shabbos for the Chai Shah, because just like Mila is sort of like a Chai Shah type of thing, because it's only temporary that you need to. Mechal Shabbos. But by Shabbos, maybe if you hold that, let's say what Rabbi Levy said, that it's only your decision on you and not your decision legabi somebody else. So he's saying that maybe that's, so he wants to say another pshat of the Arachayim HaKadosh, that the pshat is that if you assume that you could be machmir on yourself, in other words, if somebody's saying, like the opinions in the poskim that a person can be machmir himself, say, I want to keep Shabbos, and even if you're telling me you're going to kill me, I'm not going to be Mechal Shabbos. So that's a machlokus, whether you're Mischayiv Benafsho to do such a thing or not. But if you assume that you can decide to still keep Shabbos, right, on your own cheshbon, so then maybe the same thing by Pikuach Nefesh, and I agree with Rabbi Levy that it means on your own cheshbon, not on somebody else's cheshbon. I mean, on your own cheshbon, where you say, do Mechal Shabbos to save yourself, at the, you know, and and then you want to say, no, I'm not going to be Michal Shabbos to save it myself. So maybe that could, you know, that could be a possibility according to those shitas. But the Rav Chaim HaKadosh is saying that that's only by Chayol, but Kolpani B'Chay Shor Rosha, but maybe by there you can make the distinction between, in other words, you Chalal Al Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheishmor Shabbos Es Harbe, so you have to do it, but if it's not Shabbos Es Harbe, then you're not Machal Shabbos, meaning. Therefore, you can be machmir, not to be mechal Shabbos, and maybe like what Rabbi Levi is saying, for your own life. But again, he also wants to get away from this idea that about mechal Shabbos v'chayisha. Rabbi Alter, what are you saying?
If the cholat says to you, "Don't be mechal Shabbos for me, let me die," are we required to listen to him? Are we permitted to listen to him?
Pashas not. Right, but the question is, what about the person about himself?
That's what he's saying. I don't want you to be Michal Shabbos to save me.
Is he saying that, or is he saying about himself? Let's see what's.
Right. I think this is a much more likely scenario. That's
right,
says,
right,
Michal
right.
Shabbos to save me. I'm yeah. going to die in the next couple of days anyway.
Right. 1 second. Let's see the lashon here. Let's see at the beginning of the piece. Hadith of Perak Pasuk Yud. 1 second. Hidei pli. We say it says Yordaya in the right side. It says Shulchan Aruch Yordaya Kuf Nun Zayin. Hidei pligi haposkim kol hechad amrina yavor val yaragi rosh lahachmir al atzmo val harag v'lo lavor. Hayin miyismach Moshe parseveira dover nochud beperish drivei gemara told the shi'is Roma. You know, if he's a lechor, im neighbor da fiu hecha the omer yavor val yarog, rosh al hachmer al atzmo, im kate salchadaitich, who adin be pichuach nevish nami rosh al hachmer al atzmo, shalo yichalo shabbos al refuoso. Right. Right. So that line is much more what Rabbi Alt is saying. But there, at least, maybe Rabbi Levi would also agree if he's saying that, in other words, it's not pshat that he wants people to help him and they don't want. At least over here. So that would be a similar type of thing that he's saying, I don't want you to be Michal Shabbos for me. So he wants to say that if in a scenario where you can give up, you can be Machmir, not to have Chil Shabbos to save your life, if you hold like the poskim that if somebody's going to kill you and say, be Michal Shabbos or I'll, you know, or we'll kill you, and so Pashas is, you're supposed to say, okay, I'll be Michal Shabbos. But if you assume like the shitas that say that you can give up your life for that, so maybe also you can give up, if the chol is saying, I don't want you to be Michal Shabbos for me, that could be the same thing. So you'll chol Shabbos al refuoso to kula michad kra nafki. V'chich heichel del inyon yavar v'al yarag amrina kein who adin over here b'zeh b'kuch nefesh v'shem hachi it's the. So therefore, that's why you need all these psukim to say you're not allowed to. Ulfiza yeshlama tkulu islahu the Shmuel mikol makom itzrich lahu latanai lasuy hanikrav vze yeshliyashiv the makshim al orchaim akadosh shomer Israel chalim azal piuchadav chay shul chorav hutabua negra poskim right. Zelo Dilmar Elmi Masha Amr Tor Khalilov, Kinesha Ishmur Shapos Harbi Gamza on Afki Bhai Bahem Mail Rosh and Lahmir Latsmo. Dumada Marina Gabi Yavor. According to all those drushes, they're saying that you have to help someone out, even if he tells you not. So he says, but what if Chalalav Shabbos Haskel Kedei Sheishim or Shabbos Haskel? Maybe Zelo Nafki Bechai, Mei L'Rosh El Hachmir Atzmo. Mi Amrinan Gabi Yavor V'lo Al Lo Yareg. Zed Nirin Sadik Lech Had the Mashman Medrash. Nami L'Meich Mei Lo Mechor Muchach Bechai 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 Yeah, we come back on our Torah. You chal Shabbos if you have any rasha or lahachmir. Have a chum and gufu v'asi shaper akol b'siyat d'shmaya. So I think what he's saying over here is that all these the pshat in this whole Gemara is that even if the chola says don't be mechal Shabbos, you still have to be mechal Shabbos for him, right? Yeah. But what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is saying, the way he's interpreting it, that's if there's Chai Olam. But if the Chola only has Chai Shah, so then maybe he could say, according to this opinion, that, okay, all I have to offer is Chai Shah, and therefore I'm Mavater on my Chai Shah, and therefore don't be Mechalo Shabbos for me. And that's what the Chiddush of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is. This is very interesting because there's a lot of discussion about patient autonomy. You know, and we're going to have packets about that. In other words, some people are of this opinion that, you know, what would he have wanted, right? You've heard that all the time. What would he have wanted? Or what did he, right? Or some want to say, some rabbanim say that who cares what he wanted? The halacha is the halacha, right? So that's another shita. Then who cares what he wanted? Who says that patient autonomy, has the way one Rav said. But what he's saying over here is that's maybe the chiddush of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that if all the person has is chai shah, and so then he could say that okay, so don't. When it's a question of being Michal Shabbos, if it's not a question of being Michal Shabbos, just a question of, so it wouldn't work out in most cases. Because most cases, it's not a question of necessarily Michal Shabbos, just a question of, you know, give treatment or not. So it wouldn't necessarily be what he's saying. But in other words, you won't be able to bring a raya to stop this patient autonomy. Stamazoi, like people like to say, from here, not what I was thinking originally, but what he's saying is there is patient autonomy. Maybe if Willie has his Chai Shah, and it's a question of Chilah Shabbos, so that's what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh means to say. That's a fascinating pshat, this Arugas Habosim, because he's saying only Lamanda Omar Shabbosus Harbe. So then you can't just have Chai Shah. But if it's based on the from Mila, then even Chai Shah, we're not going to give him any, because my Mila is also like Chai Shah. It's just one day, and the next day is not relevant anymore. So, but all these poskim, don't want to accept that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is saying something that's against the simple pshat in the poskim that we're mechal Shabbos for Chai Shah, and he's saying not Shabbos is harbe. So again, we saw the idea today. We saw the difference between the mumra lahachis, the mumra lateyovon, which is a fascinating idea. Or we saw the idea of basically giving up giving machmir not to be mechal Shabbos, but maybe only if you have. Well, you have his Chai Shah, then you can tell him, okay, it's only Chai Shah, don't be Mechal Shabbos. But according to all the other opinions, you can't even say that by Chai Shah. But if it's Tam a person that he's not telling you that you don't have to, so then you're Mechuyiv to Mechal Shabbos, even for Chai Shah. And Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is only speaking about a case where the guy is Mevater on his Chai Shah. So that's what he's saying. Said v'zei yeshli yashiv. How can the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh say it? Who tamua? So he says the nafkamini mitzoro lahachmir halatzlo dezelo lilmar el masha amra torah chalel shabbos echad yesh shimush uchatz acharbe. So zelo nafkamini chay vehem. That's not from chay vehem. That's only v'zei nirul masad. And that's how he's interpreting, which is interesting. Okay, the end of this packet is the Mishnah Brura here, the Bir Halacha, which in order for us to, and Eimek Yeshua Achron we did already yesterday, and we have to see now the Beis Meir and the Rabbi Kiva Eger about this discussion about people who are not keeping, we're not going to keep Shabbos anyway. And does that play a role in, again, you know, today we always throw in the Tinuk Shenishbas and the other things, and but the, according to the strict halacha, what is the din? So that, Bez Hashem, we'll see tomorrow. But these are two fascinating pshatim that we saw today in the Pre-Hasada and in the... in the Arugas Habosim, on this topic. Okay, let me say hello to everybody. Ezra Hagler, how are you?
Hello,
okay. Oh yeah, we have a mezuzah shiur, right? And Nathan, how are you? Nice to see you. Ilan Sasson, good morning. Okay, Danny Liu.
Morning, Rabbi. Okay. How are you?
Good. Josh Blau.
Morning, Rabbi.
Asher Shanabrook. And Arye Berman. And Rabbi Levy, okay, and Rabbi Harari, and Rabbi Alter.
Good morning.
Good morning, and Ilan Sasson, and Izzy Moller. You still in Florida, Izzy?
Still in Florida.
But you live in St. Louis, right?
I go to school in St. Louis.
Oh, you go to school, but you're basically from Florida. Okay, and Jacob Silberger, how are you? Okay, we see everybody. Okay, it was great to see you all. And tomorrow we'll continue B'Siat Nishmaya Packet Yud Beis. Okay, but this Or HaChaim HaKadosh is a lot of Torah that he generated by saying such a, you know, controversial statement of Kadesh Yishmor Shabbos Hasharbe. So it's Marbe the Torah of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Or HaChaim HaKadosh, there's so much to say about the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. There's a man in Washington Heights. His last name is Ben Attar. He's a descendant from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Washington Heights here. Okay, have a good day to all. Nice to see you all. Kol Tov.
Thank you, Rabbi.